Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we know they're in the middle of a stretch where Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo are both on the IL, and that's why yesterday felt like such a steal. What a win. You had a bullpen game. The offense backed him up in a big way. The bullpen also wasn't bad in a bullpen day, but you needed the offense to get you some support, and they did. We know they're above 500 by, five games as they sit in this series heading into the Twins tomorrow night. So let's say they got another outing or two without Reagans and Lugo. Where we think they're going to be at during this upcoming stretch, which includes games against the Twins, against the Tigers, and you're going to have another game with Noah Cameron, who's pitched very well. You might have to have another bullpen game mixed in there. Most likely you will. I don't know.
They got some off days. Maybe they can avoid it.
Yeah, including today.
Yeah. Maybe they'll be able to avoid it. I was just trying to think about where, because this whole thing going into the injuries for the pitchers was like, can you hold water? What a start. Honestly, perfect start. You find out the injuries take place, you get two or three against the Giants team, who were only a half game back of the Dodgers going into that series. That's one of the better teams in the National League. But now you got to go to Minnesota, a team that is, as you know, white hot over the last 3 weeks of the season. A middle-of-the-road Reds team, the best team in the American League, and the Tigers. So, I think more than anything, a simple question would be, can this team be 500 by the time Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans rejoin this rotation? Can you avoid losing enough games? They're not five games below 500. Well, that seems like a borderline lock.
Yes.
That seems like there's not even a question. But what I think is really important is that they stay in that 4 to 6 game range back in the division if they don't want to be what we talked about yesterday is the Tigers running away from it. This stretch becomes important from you face the Tigers, you face the Twins, you've got the Cardinals on the other side of this thing too. Ideally, based on the schedule, by the time you're facing the Yankees at home in early June, Reagans and Lugo should be back, making starts for your team, and I don't want you more than 4 to 6 games back of first place, still in a wild card spot, and holding water. And I don't know what it was about that series win against the Logan Webb win yesterday made me feel, had they lost that game, I think that the tenor of this conversation feels different. That game gave me a good boost yesterday. Made me feel a lot better about the position.
Because maybe there's some hope that Salvi, can snap out of where he was at. And that, he's still capable of having an opposite field home run like that and having that kind of power in a three-hit day. I think that's a big part of it. I will say, though, I know it's hard not to do this. It's not, you're asking where they're going to be at in a week or two. It's not about the standings in the division still. It is all right, are they 5 or are they 8 above 500? Are they 2 above 500? The division thing will
sort... The number of games above 500 matters.
Yeah, because to me, if I know they're 8 games above 500, I have a good idea where that would put them later in the year, I think. Now, when we're in July or August, of course, at some point, the math is going to be the math. You're going to have to start saying, all right, are you 2 back or are you 8 back in the division and all that? I totally get that. We'll have the magic number stuff, hopefully, and have when we get to August or whatever. But right now, I'm not worried that they're 5.5 back of the Tigers. They're 5 above 500. What's that number look like? That to me, the Tigers might end up winning this division. By all accounts, they're the favorite to do so. But I'm not worried about how many games. They could be 2 back right now or 7 back. The Royals are 5 above 500. That's what matters right now. We'll get into the true games back convo, at least I will, July, August, and obviously September.
By the time on Monday, we can easily do this, but on Monday, they will be exactly 1/3 of the way through the season. 4 more games, so Friday, Saturday, 3 more games, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. By Monday, they will be a full 54 games into the season, exactly gold, 1/3 of the way through the season. So we'll get a good sense then. And I think we roll in a very similar high 80s, low 90s range. I can't remember exactly what the numbers were for the Royals win prediction.
88, I think.
They're on pace for 89 wins as it sits right now, exactly where you would expect this team to be. Maybe the bigger question even for the Royals and their division hopes is, are the Tigers going to do this forever? And going back to yesterday's conversation a little bit, unfortunately for the Royals, I think the Tigers might have the most complete roster in the American League. Between their pitching and their hitting in the bullpen, they might be the most complete team in the American League. And their biggest weakness, their bullpen, is typically one of the places you can most easily target pitchers in order to make your roster better. And so, like, I don't really love it from that perspective. But yeah, I still am kind of waiting for a run from the Royals in the sense that I still think they're capable of, like, what the Twins just did, what the Tigers have done earlier. Because the same thing applies. If at any point they hit, the pitching is going more than keeps them in games, man. The pitching wins them a lot of games. Yesterday, they didn't even have a starter. They had to throw out Daniel Lynch. I don't know, we'll talk more about it, but they had to throw out Daniel Lynch. Then they go to Jonathan Bolin. They had to go through the numbers yesterday, and they outpitched the Giants ace in a bullpen game. Like,
and there was a 3-plus inning stretch where the Giants didn't have a hit.
Yeah, I know.
I think from after the he got hit in the fourth inning. I don't believe they had one in the fifth, sixth, or seventh. I think that's how it played out yesterday.
So you're about chasing games above and below 500.
Yeah,
I'll take 500 baseball, by the way, until those guys get back, and just staying five games above 500. I assume you'd take the same.
Sure. I mean, right now they're in the middle of a 10-game stretch where they're actually only 4-6. So
and it doesn't feel that bad.
Well, that's how big yesterday was. You know, it was a bullpen game. You feel like you stole one. You stole
against
one
against Logan Webb. You did steal one.
You stole one, and your offense had one of their best performances of the season. And now the question will be, can Salvi carry that into Target Field? As we brought up the numbers yesterday, it's the best he hits on the road is at Target Field. Can that get him going? If he gets going, some of this offensive conversation gets a lot easier for them moving forward.
Knowing everything that's taken place, like knowing that they're without two starters, they've had trouble in offense, all that stuff, that game yesterday was the single best feel-good game of the year. As far as confidence in the, because this is the thing that we've hinted around, but I don't think we've openly said, like, as far as this 500 goes, the single best skill on this team, other than pitching, which is obvious, starting pitching probably, is they are resilient as hell. This is an incredibly battle-tested and resilient team. They got ultimate fight or whatever you want to say. They just know how to, like, win baseball games. Yesterday is an auto loss on a book. You're going up against their dude, your bullpen. You haven't hit in a month. Salvi, you know, like that's an L. That's an L 90% of the time based on just like, let's look at everything working against you for a base. I don't know. Baseball's baseball and things happen.
Yeah, definitely. Yesterday was definitely a baseball is baseball kind of day.
And they didn't just win. Yeah. They kicked their ass.
They did.
Started from the jump, hit, ran, played good. Great defense, that play by Kyle Isbell when the bases are loaded with two outs in the early part, the play by Drew Waters in the right field, all that stuff. It was just like, they're such a resilient team.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.